So I've got Nerdalog member Steve Pirsch with me right now, and
hey
Steve.
How's it going?
Going good. This is like coffee talk or something.
Yeah.
Steve nominated Aaron Pinkston's story about wrestling in high school, which is a great story. I love it. I'm really glad it made it onto so many people's lists. Steve, why did you like that story so much?
I like that story because it was so clear that Aaron was passionate about it. Like, this was really an important moment in his middle school life. And he really brought a lot of focus to it. Like, it really came through that he is a professional writer, that this is something he put a lot of work into, and that's just always fun to hear as an audience member. And personally, for me, having done high school wrestling, I could identify with just a lot of the details. And he did a great job of dropping details all throughout the story. And, yeah, he did a great job of capturing the way wrestling and competition in general can really have an impact on someone in their early years.
This is a story of sports glory and the subsequent downfall. I'm not sure why, but when I was in sixth grade, I decided to join the wrestling team. I found myself pretty nostalgic of this time in my life. The working so hard at practice I had to throw up, the sweaty, stinky, damp cellar where we had our practices, the constant soundtrack of One Headlight on loop as 13-year-old boys practiced half Nelsons and cradles. The Rock Falls Junior High, go Jets. Wrestling team, we weren't world beaters, but we had a good coach in Mr. McHugh and a number of perennial state finals contenders. I was not one of them. In sixth grade, I was all of 4'10" and a soft, chubby 90 pounds. I would give anything to be 90 pounds today, but believe me, it wasn't impressive. After a hard few weeks of practice, I was not so ready for my first match. For those who don't know how wrestling works, each team has two or more representatives at each weight class, with the best of Team A usually squaring off against the best of Team B. I was a B, but only because we only had two people in my weight class. My first match was pretty indicative of my amateur wrestling career. My opponent, also, of course, 90 pounds, was at least 6 inches taller than me, a string bean of muscle and length. Just seconds into our match, he maneuvered into a German suplex and promptly pinned me. I was stunned, not because I was so quickly dispatched, but for the reason that a German suplex was considered legal. For those unaware, the German suplex is a move usually reserved for fake wrestling, where the competitor performing the move gets directly behind his opponent, hands around waist, and hoists the other backwards over his head to slam the other onto his. The audacity of this guy. Following this match, I kept chugging along, getting pinned after getting pinned. And then Rock Falls Junior High had their scheduled meet with Challenge Middle School from neighboring Sterling, Illinois. Rock Falls and Sterling would be what you would consider rivals. Separated only by a river, it was basically one city with an unnatural division. Sterling, though, was larger, more prosperous. That was where the steel mill was located. And the Super Walmart Supercenter. People from Sterling called people from Rock Falls greasers. People from Rock Falls called people from Sterling names I'm not allowed to share here. It was time for my match. I was game, but expecting nothing different. But when I heard my rival, my opponent's name, there was a glimmer of hope. I don't remember his first name, but that's not important. You see, in wrestling, there is a term for someone who gets pinned a lot, for the image of them flopping around on their backs. They are called a fish. I was a fish. His name was Salmon. Salmon was soft and chubby like me, though a bit taller and older looking. Still, I capitalized on our difference in skill, handily winning, scoring point after point, shutting him out. A blowout in wrestling terms. He was proof that all junior high wrestling teams had an Aaron Pinkston. And I was better than Challenge Middle School's Aaron Pinkston. Directly following the win, there were giant cheers from my teammates, cheers from my teammates' parents, the entire gymnasium filled with the din of revelry. They all understood the significance of this win. By the reaction of the crowd, I'm sure Salmon did too. I expected popping champagne in the locker room and a celebration parade. Obviously, I didn't get those, but I was satisfied. As I've grown older, I was the state finalist in high school speech and my high school valedictorian, but this was a true highlight of my life. In seventh grade, the seventh grade wrestling year was much like the previous, a complete imperfect record. But I had one thing on my mind. There's a sports cliche that athletes circle a date on their schedule on the calendar. It may be a cliche, but there was a day that I circled. Challen Middle School. The day of the meet was nerve-wracking. I had grown to a rotund 119 pounds. What if Salmon wasn't in my weight division? What if he decided to quit wrestling or was faking sickness to duck me? Walking around the locker room and to stretch, I was more nervous than I had been for any other wrestling meet. Then, as I came out, there he was. I looked at Coach McHugh. He nodded. It was on. Our second meeting wasn't quite like the first. I quickly took Salmon down on his back and pinned him in less than 2 minutes. Glory had returned, and it was ever so sweet. But at the beginning of the eighth grade season, I made a decision. I would go out on top. It wasn't an easy decision, though, as I may have not been very good. I was competitive, and I didn't like to quit. I had to hold back tears when I told Coach McHugh that I wasn't going to return to the team. He was crushed. I may have only gotten him 2 wins in 2 years. But I was the coach's pet, as shown by my 2 straight oil can awards for best teammate and hardest worker who wasn't good enough for real awards. In exchange, I would act as the team's manager, helping out coach whenever he needed it and taking score and timekeeper at home meets. And then came the home meet with Challen Middle School. As I arrived to the gymnasium after school, Coach McHugh pulled me aside. Salmon wants to wrestle you. Perhaps it was hubris, perhaps it was my competitiveness, but I instantly accepted. I hadn't worn a singlet and headgear in a year. I hadn't practiced in a year. I didn't even get weight, so I don't know if we were even in the same weight class. Really, I don't even know if this was actually legal. But it didn't matter. It was time for a taste of that sweet, sweet glory. No one on my team questioned what was going on, why I was wrestling on a day without any practice. They all seemed to know. Finally, it was time for my match. Standing across from Salmon, I noticed he had turned into a monster. My mirror image had sprouted at least 6 inches taller than me, now all arms and legs. Junior high wrestling doesn't test for steroids, but Salmon was a clear case for the final. I was pinned in 43 seconds.